This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Officials with the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia warns it ships are headed to the Caribbean for naval drills as tensions rise over Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
The ships may also make port calls in Venezuela and Cuba as Russia establishes a Western Hemisphere military presence. The officials call it notable but not concerning. It's not the first time Russia has sent its ships to the Caribbean, but it's taking place as President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow could take asymmetrical steps in response to President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to defend Kharkiv. At a news conference Wednesday, Putin warned Russia could provide long-range weapons to enable others to strike Western targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden will participate in ceremonies in Normandy, France, Thursday, marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day as Western alliances face threats at home and abroad. AP correspondent Sargat Magani reports.
The president will visit Normandy amid the deadliest fighting in Europe since World War II, with allies trying to turn the tide of Russia's war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will hail men who put country first and will warn against isolationism.
If we bow to dictators, fail to stand up to them, they keep going.
80 years after D-Day.
We see dictators once again attempting to challenge the order, attempting to march in Europe.
The president's looking to show steadfast support for European security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments from the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as human stories from those affected by the conflict. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has approved the sale of spare parts of F-16 fighter jets to Taiwan for an estimated $80 million. The Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency issued a statement Wednesday saying the sale will help assist in maintaining political stability, military balance, and economic progress in the region. Taiwan's Defense Ministry thanked the U.S. and said the sale would boost the combat and defense needs of its Air Force. The ministry said the sale will be finalized in July. China has repeatedly demanded the U.S., Taiwan's most important arms supplier, halt the sale of weapons to the island. Beijing regards self-ruled Taiwan as a breakaway territory and has vowed to bring it under Chinese control by any means necessary, including military force. U.S. tech giant NVIDIA has overtaken Apple to become the world's second most valuable company. Shares in the chip maker jumped over 5% Wednesday, taking its market value to a little over $3 trillion. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
NVIDIA stock has been soaring on bets it's going to be the big winner from the AI boom. The firm's chips power products like ChatGPT and are in hot demand around the world. It has raised sales forecasts over and over again. That has seen the stock gain 147% so far this year. Now some analysts say it looks likely NVIDIA could overtake Microsoft as well to become the world's most valuable company. One said the big difference is that the chip firm is already making big money from AI, while rivals are having to spend huge amounts on the technology.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Two U.S. astronauts flying aboard the new Boeing Starliner spacecraft are just hours away from arriving at the International Space Station. Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams will rendezvous with the ISS a day after blasting off from the U.S. spaceport in the southeastern state of Florida. It was the third launch attempt for Starliner, with two previous attempts scrubbed due to technical problems. Wilmore and Williams are expected to spend about a week at the ISS testing the capsule and its subsystems. A successful crewed flight will allow the U.S. space agency NASA to finally approve Boeing as the second private company to ferry astronauts to and from the space station. SpaceX has been carrying cargo and crew to the ISS since 2020. The Boeing Starliner program has experienced years of costly setbacks and delays. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. And follow us on social media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X.